Blog Talk Radio.
You fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change. Fucked up big time. You're incapable of running this shit. Sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dogs free, and we out in these streets.
Man, I've been talking, fellas. I've been talking like a motherfucker. They didn't have my phone on mute. But I'm here, baby. God damn, I've been talking for about 5 minutes, man. Phone been muted. So anyhow, I want to get into some kind of discussion we had on the show earlier about you more likely to blow your motor up with a high revving motor, high RPM motor. And I asked the guy, you know, he coming out with a new combination, old car, new combination, right? And I asked him, you know, what are you gonna do about what kind of motor you have, and you know, are you scared you're gonna blow it? And he told me, nah, I ain't really scared to blow my motor because my motor don't go over $6,000. So, you know, he don't have a high revving motor. So I asked the guy, I said, are you planning on spraying this thing? Tell me, well, yeah. And then I told him, I said, well, you know what? I don't know about you, but, you know, you don't have to. A motor will blow, even though it ain't a high revving motor. He said more likely, motors will blow if they're high revving motors. And I disagreed with him there because I know better. With the nitrous and stuff like that, you more prone to blow a motor up because you don't have to be a high revving to blow a motor up because you got a power additive, you know. So, and that's what I asked. Do you got a power additive or you just on the motor? And he said he had nitrous, and I was telling him I disagreed with him far as, you know, with the motor blow, you could blow your motor even though it's not a high revving motor. But we'll get into a lengthy debate here because he's going to tell you, I said this and said that. And I know exactly what he said because I heard it. But my thing is, with all these guys out here spraying nitrous boosted application, you know, you can blow a motor up even though they're not a high rev motor. They prone to blow up, you know, and that's not they prone to have catastrophic failure. Even though you're not going up in the R's, because to me your air fuel ratio and all that has to be dead on, and you can blow it up. Let's see. I think I got this think this got a hand up here. This Joe. Go ahead,
what's
Carl.
Up, Kimo? What's up,
yeah,
Kimo?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. What's the deal?
You know, like you're,
what's
like,
the deal?
You know, like you were saying, there ain't got to be no high revenue. You can have a low revenue on a 6,000 RPM, spraying it or whatever, or naturally aspirated. If you ain't got it right or got the maintenance up on it and got everything secure like it's supposed to, you can spin a battery, blow it up, throw a rod, just like anything else, high revenue.
Right. Now, Pat Joe, I'm going to have a guy come on. I'm sure he coming. He know I'm talking about this discussion me and him had. I know he coming. Boy, he going to come in like a raging bull. But I know when you got these, a lot. I know with the nitrous motors, when you leave off that starting line, that's like more of a shock to that motor than going down track, because you sitting there, got that thing sitting on there, 35, you just say you leave it 3,500, 4,000, and you going from a dead stop, dead, you know, you dead right there. I mean, you know, and you shock the hell out that motor. You more to me, I'm more pro, even all motor car. I'm sitting there on that converter, and I come up off that trans brake. I'm shocking the motor so hard right there from that I may bust that thing right there on that starting line. So just because you don't have a high revving motor, that you still prone to bust that bitch. You know what I mean? Because yeah, to me, that's just a shock right there. You know, when you, I got a lot of pressure just waiting to be released. That's just like if you got a motherfucker got a he got your arms pulled backwards, and he got his foot in your back. You know how much pressure that is going to be on your back, and then when you release it, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying, like, I just told him that I beg the difference on that. You know, he arguing me up and down. And then I told him, you know, to me, I think it's damn near a must that you buy pistons when you a nitrous motor. I mean, just guys on certain levels, it's a must that you have an extra set of pistons, man, because, you know, with even with, in your aspect, with the boosted motors, you know, we prom to nip pistons, even with the nitrous plug. They prom to nip pistons and stuff, and you want to change that when it's there. You want to change it or you going home? So and pro stock, not pro stock, but Pajo, I heard you bust that bitch when you was down there. Y'all put that thing right back together, right?
Yeah.
So
we busted.
When you race on the, I don't care what level you on, it's best just to have, especially if you got a nitrous motor, it's best to have some pistons sitting in that damn thing. To me, it's damn near to me. It's a must to me that you should have an extra set of pistons. To me, I don't know to these other guys, but a lot of guys say, oh, it ain't a must. You shitting me? I bust that bitch, and I want to, I've got a race. I want to change them pistons right there at that track. Why wouldn't I have an extra set of pistons? Why wouldn't you have an extra, 7AL or greed. It's a must. I mean, if you really out there racing, you should have an extra grid, an extra set of pistons. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I guess some of these guys don't feel they should have that. But, you know, it is what it is. You know, I guess they feel they ain't racing on that on a serious level. But half of them on this phone, they talking on a pro level. That be on the phone. You know what I'm saying? Pi Joe, these motherfuckers on the phone on
yeah,
the pro
I
level.
Yeah, I know. I had to put a crank and all in that son of a bitch.
So you had to have an extra crank there. Damn. So Pi Joe, what went wrong that y'all had to, that you messed all that up? What went wrong?
I think that to me, this my thing on it. We didn't have the wheel control on, and they pulled the wheel first run, and he backed out of it and whacked that son of a bitch. I think that was blowed up. But
now, Pat Joe, let me ask you, were you in high RPMs when y'all did that, or you was at a normal RPM?
Yeah, it was a high RPM. He backed off of it and got out of it and tried to roll. He didn't roll back in the throttle. He stabbed it and it blew. But you can't necessarily say it was him because it was time to change the rod, sure enough. And we were trying to go out there and run two rounds. We were going to wait till the later part of the day and change rod. But to me, I don't give a damn whether it had new rods or not. You can't whack that son of a bitch where I got it set up.
No.
It's too tight.
I don't know nothing, Pride Joe. Boosted cars, yeah. They do not like you to whack them.
Exactly.
And Pride Joe. Where they start busting, excuse me, head gasket. When you get out of it and get back in it, that man, you prone to knock, push one of them damn head gaskets out.
He went there somewhere. It knocked so much shit loose when that blower came off. Fuel lines, trans brakes, cylinder, transmission pan, shit was loose everywhere.
Damn.
That damn principal out there.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked that something.
You said what?
Loose. Oh, so that pressure come out of everywhere and knocked everything.
Damn. Boy, I know I can just imagine the look on your face when he did that.
Well, we're working the bugs out of there, so he brought it back around. Lucky enough it didn't hurt the block. We put the rod we were gonna put in it. Had to put a crank in it. But the crank wasn't damaged bad, it had a scar on it, so we sent it out to get it fixed. So, well, I'm lucky. They put it like that.
Oh, yeah.
And dodged a bullet twice.
Oh, yeah. So let me ask you this, Pajo. You got a spare blower also?
Well, I don't have a spare blower. He has a blower. Push comes to shove, I can, you know, use his blower. We got a whole other engine. We help each other out. That's why I'm with this guy. He helping me out. I'm helping him.
So, Ty Joe, with that being said, he's helping you out, and he's also getting research and development with your car, right?
Yeah. He's never been in the radio world, and we learning. We picking up fast.
Okay. Okay.
But for his maintenance on the engine, he's top-notch. He's a pro model. Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie, Pride Joe. I figured once you did that, I said, "Oh, man, that coon going home." I definitely said that to the fella, like, "Ooh, that coon going home." Boy, they say, "Pride Joe, put that thing back together." I said, "Oh, Lord, have mercy. Look at this motherfucker here. He think he a pro." I said, look at
him. No, he asked me, what you want to do? I said, hey, I got family coming. I said, they on the way. I said, let's tear it down. Put it back together.
Now, Pajo, they say you was all on the grill and everything down through that joker. Say you on the grill. You grilling good. The Leon come over there talking about how he got full and you like to bust him with all that food.
But they don't realize that's why the car called a bone crusher. It's not cause no whooping ass or nothing. It's cause I cooked that meat real good. Anything with a bone in it, I don't make it right.
Oh. Okay. So, by Joe, you're going to be at the Sweet 16? You going to that?
Unfortunately not. Know why?
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because
okay,
one of the weak spots we find out in the engine. With me having that 5-speed Liberty and the guy that had the engine previous before me, we got a weak spot in, and that's why it's dropping valves. So the head right now is MBE, and they won't be done with it in time for us to make the Sweet 16.
Okay. Man.
Yeah,
Joe, how much are you learning from that car?
Man, we learn a lot. I'm talking about. Like I said, I'm fortunate enough not to be able to bust that block over. We had a couple of scratches on it, but It on table like mm-hmm. 80 degrees. If that damn rod would have came out a different way, that block would have had a woman in it. They shot straight through the pan.
Okay. That was a good time.
Yeah, I was lucky. That's the second time I've been lucky. The rest of the time I've been dropping valve, but this is the first time I broke rods. I broke 7 and 8.
7 and 8, you knocked the rods out of there. Woo, that's rough now. Hey, but Pat Joe, you lucky y'all didn't smash into that wall with all that oil coming out of there.
I got a
dry something, don't you? Yeah.
No, I got a diaper. But I tell you what, Chemo, I'm running a wet sump. I'm switching to dry something now with the diaper.
Okay.
Because when we put the gears back together the second time, we still went two rod bands because we still had some trash in the engine from tearing up the first time.
Uh-huh.
I already had to dry some stuff to do it, so I said, let's go ahead and switch to dry some so we can monitor the oil mm-hmm. and make sure we ain't got no trash in it. So we're switching to dry some, and we still going to have a diaper on it.
Okay. So you said you had a diaper on it. That's why I caught everything and didn't get up under the wheel.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't, yeah.
Okay.
So when it came back to the pit, you can tell they had been blowed up, other than the blower hanging
really?
Out or something. No oil in there,
so
that
thing caught. That diaper was a good thing then.
Yeah.
Go ahead, tie your mic open. Or is that Aaron? That's Aaron. Oh, yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah.
That's Bud. You pushed it, Bud.
Oh, okay. Bud, what's on your mind? You on my line. What's on your mind?
Chemo, what's the deal?
Man, I'm sitting here talking to Pie Joe.
On the Michigan talking.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Chemo, I just want to come on the national talk show and tell everybody in the grudge world that if you in the grudge world,
hold on now. We don't want you coming on and start no trouble, and then when they go to looking
Chemo, you ain't let me finish, Chemo. I just want to say one thing.
Go ahead.
If you in the grudge world, I got love for you, period. That's all I want to say.
World, you got love for them. Okay.
Yes, sir. You know how
right,
I am, Chemo. I'm very serious about this thing, Chemo. You know, Chemo, you've been knowing me a long time. You don't like to speak the truth about it, but you really know me, Chemo. So you know what it is. I got love for everybody in the world, bitch. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah. Hey, Bub, I do know this. You got love for the game. Yeah, you got love for everybody. But sometimes you get going off that whiskey, and boy, you be tripping. I ain't gonna tell you no lie now. I'm just telling you how T.I. is, baby.
Hey, Chemo,
yeah.
On national talk show, you ain't said no wrong, but I wish you wouldn't say shit like that on national, talk show, because I'm your brother.
Hold on.
Hold on, Chemo.
Go ahead.
Let me talk. You got a platform. Mm-hmm. You and Lil Will started, right? Y'all
mm-hmm.
may not like to give the respect to a motherfucker like me, for whatever reason. But you kind of gotta give me the respect, and my good with my bad, regardless what I do that's bad, whether I drink here and there, whatever. I'm still one of the best motherfuckers around here, and I keep showing it, I keep proving it. So, I hear your talk show sometimes.
Opinion.
You be like,
that's your opinion.
You be like James, he hit the drink, the driver hit the drink. But look, Chemo, they can't fuck with us, and they ain't seen nothing yet.
Lord, how much?
Okay. Now, Bub, this is why you saying I shouldn't say that on the talk show. But you get on here and show your natural born black beauty.
Yeah, Chemo, I understand. I just don't understand.
Okay.
Much as I respect you personally, Chemo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't. I take it though. I'm learning. I'm learning
to understand
shit, you know? I'm learning.
Yeah.
I got to let you say what you're going to say because I'm not going to win that argument. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, you win a lot of arguments. You can win. I'm just saying, I just joke on you. Man, you give us something to clown you about, and you don't be understanding. Like, some days you get on here, like, right now, you got a mild, you got a cool head. But some days you on this motherfucker, I don't even think you know what you're doing. And you, and it's got to be the alcohol. You know what I'm saying?
So since we're being 1,000, Kimo, like I was telling you just like 60 seconds ago, that's something you shouldn't say on national talk show because I'm one of the main guys. I know you don't want to admit to it or, you know, agree with it, but I'm one of the main guys, one of the best motherfuckers up there. Like, but kind of like y'all knocking me has gotten me bigger. And I'm going to get bigger and keep getting bigger and better. Like, I'm just me. I was born into this shit. I didn't ask to be born into the racing life. I'm just me. I love this shit. I put racing first. You don't know a lot of guys, Kimo, that'll lose a $20 hour job 6 times in a row for racing. You don't know a lot of guys like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I'm going to tell you the truth. A guy that'll lose a $20 hour job is a goddamn fool in my eyes. You goddamn fool.
Lord have mercy.
I understand that, Kimo. That's your perspective. I'm looking at it from a different point of view. You know what I'm saying? And my point of view is steadily coming to fruition. It's like it's coming true. So I got to stick to my guns. I got to keep doing what I'm doing. Because, like now, I'm feeling so positive and like I'm feeling so good about the racing. I gotta stick to my guns, my natural roots, Kimo. And that's right. I put racing first. Kimo, you know my situation, Kimo. You know my situation, Kimo. You know something about racing TV going. And I've been saying, even when I was, you know, not driving for 4 seasons after my granddad sold out. I was on the sideline. I just, you know, I kept that same good energy, and it just is all coming true right now. And I'm gonna stick with it, especially now, Kimo. I ain't got no choice now. Okay. We done made it to TV.
So this race,
it's over.
This race gang gonna pay your bills then.
Listen, my drip. I'm gonna tell you one thing, Kimo, and I'm gonna leave it alone. Are you listening, Kimo?
I'm all ears. I'm all ears.
Listen, Kimo, I'm going to say this one time. I'm going to leave it alone. My dreams are worth more than money.
Okay.
And that's all I'm going to tell you. I'm going to leave it alone. And I don't want to hear all the negativity about no bills, all that shit. My dreams are worth more than money.
Well, there you have it, folks. Bub himself.
I ain't actually this lifestyle, Kimo. You know what I'm saying? My granddad raised me for a reason, you know? He had to raise me, you know? My mom was 16 when she had me. My granddad raised me. And he put me in his racing lifestyle, and that's really all I know.
But I know one thing. Your granddad didn't tell you to be no goddamn fool about this race.
I mean, Kimo, you know what it is, Kimo. They say a good child, right? If you raise him right, he can get off track, but he'll always come back to his roots. My roots is racing. I'm back on my roots. That's all I know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a goddamn fool.
Oh, man.
Now, who the hell is that?
Hey, Kimo, it's nothing they can say to take me off of how I'm feeling and where I'm trying to go. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing they can say.
I hear
Kimo,
you, baby.
You know motherfuckers been bad to me for since you knew me. Kimo, and I still rise. I'm still here.
I see
still
why.
Here, Kimo.
I hear you.
Kimo, niggas will talk about me crazy forever. I'm still here. And I'm in the
you
top. I'm on the top level from around here. So that says a lot. I don't know. They better hurry up and get hit. They better realize what it is. The real guys realize what it is, but for the naysayers and the doubters, they better get hit to it.
Mm. Well, you tell them, you letting them know you coming. I'm coming by you. I'm coming
no,
by you.
No, I done came. I done bust this nut already. I done came.
Ooh,
I didn't care,
well,
Kimo.
Brother. They hear you, brother.
Hey, Kimo, yeah. I'm going to say it one more time. I got respect for you because of who you are, and I've seen you put in work, and I like your attitude. You know, I got to take the negative shit you said about me, but, you know, I respect you, and I got love for you, so, you know, but, Kimo, it's on.
Yeah, come on with
I live
it.
And
it's on?
Shit. It's on.
All right. Well, we gonna see. We gonna see, bro. You done put the Grudge Game on notice. How you put the Grudge Game on notice?
No, I'm not putting the whole Grudge Game on notice. I'm just gonna go with the flow like I've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I got a good team. You know what I'm saying? James Black,
mm-hmm.
bad motherfucker. He done got turned out on racing. He loved his shit, and he done hold back. He don't hold back nothing. He do what it takes. You know what I'm saying? So to kind of break it down all the way, Kimo, like James Black do what it takes, right?
Okay.
As far as the budget on the race, he do what it takes. And he put his trust in me, his driver, right? I'm his driver. He put his trust in me. I do what it takes.
Okay.
I put racing. Fuck them jobs. I'm going racing.
Get God almighty. He said, fuck a job.
Good Lord.
Lord, I'm racing. Y'all got to come see me. Y'all got to fuck me up. Because I feel I'm the best.
Oh.
So come on with it.
Hey, bud, I ain't fucking
come on
with it.
My.
You a powerful nigga if you say fuck a job. You can, okay. Now, how old are you?
Know what?
How old are you?
Kimo, my dreams is worth more than money. That's all I'm... My dreams are worth more than money.
Okay. I get you, baby. I get you, baby.
He,
I
he
hear you, baby.
One. He ain't the only one with that mindset.
He ain't the only one that got a mindset like that. Now, I think that's that goddamn preacher boy. Your mindset like that too, preacher?
Nah, this Cal City. This Cal City.
Oh Lord, oh,
Cal City, good people. Cal City, good people, man.
My mindset ain't like that, but he ain't. I'm just saying he ain't the only one that think like that.
No, my situation just so happened to be different from everybody else, you know. And
Martin Luther King had a dream too.
It's just
Martin Luther King had a dream too.
Yeah. This ain't 68 though. This ain't 68. This right now.
I hear you, babe. Gone, goddamn it. I like to hear this shit. You boys rough on these shows.
No, I ain't being rough, Kimo. Kimo, again, you've been knowing me long. You know I love this shit, Kimo. I love this shit to death. When I say to death, that means to the day I die. I love this shit. I love it so much, it might even carry over into the next life. I love this shit. You got to come fuck me up. Like how Zabo got up there and fucked me up and still, he had the advantage. You know, he had the advantage, but he still fucked us up. You just got to fuck me up because we going to go.
Okay.
We
going to
go.
Well, I hear you, baby. I hear you, baby.
I
ain't heard from your granddad in a while. What do your granddad feel about? How do your granddad feel about your mindset?
You be asking them punk ass specific questions like to try to make it on your side of the story.
No. I mean, I know your granddad. Hold on. Your granddad didn't raise you like what you're saying. Granddad had a job.
No, granddad worked first and played later. My granddad raised me, Kimo. I'm named after him. My name is Bob Walker.
Right, his and I know his thing, work first and play. His model, work first and play later.
My granddad is certified legend. You know
but I'm asking you, how do you think he feel about your mindset?
I'm gonna be honest with you, Kimo. He don't like.
Yeah.
He don't like certain shit about how you know, take racing. He don't like it. You know what I'm saying? He really didn't want me driving for Young Money, but you know I wasn't trying to hear that shit. I'm trying to race.
Okay.
You know.
So he don't agree with this mindset that you have right now.
This was four years ago, Kimo. You know, he wanted me to drive. He wanted me to drive for Mr. William Plant, but it didn't work out. You know, Plant. You know, after you wrecked a few times, he bowed out and got out the game. And Mr. Willie, so much of a gangster and so much of a G, when his partner got out the game, he got out the game. So they left me on the sideline. Wyatt Mark Cutter came and got me.
Hey, Bub, not to cut you off. Man, I'm getting I got so many texts about what you're talking about,
Kimo,
man.
You're going to get a lot of texts. We made it to national TV. You're supposed to get a lot of texts.
Man, some of them say it sound like the alcohol working on you right now. Another motherfucker
Kimo,
told me, mute his mic.
Kimo, I ain't over stuttering, stumbling. I just feel good. Mm-hmm. I've been had haters since I first let a trans break go in the race car, so I'm used to it. 98% of these men can't fuck with me, so fuck them.
I feel you, baby. I feel you, baby.
What I'm supposed to do, Kimo? I'm supposed to keep getting my feelings about what a motherfucker text you or what they say. Fuck them.
Yeah.
I've been saying I feel I'm the best. I'm showing it. I done made it to TV. I'm going to keep going, Kimo. I'm just going to go a little harder.
Yeah.
I'll be watching my videos, Kimo, and I see this and that. I can do it to make me a better driver, Kimo.
Yeah.
Kimo, I do my homework. I see a lot of shit I can do to make me a better driver.
Hey, bud, I just got another one. I know you heard it go off. They say a mind is a terrible
Kimo,
thing.
I don't even want to hear your whole ass text, man. You know I ain't been out here and showing my ass since last winter.
Nah, you ain't showed your ass lately.
It's March of 2022. I ain't really showed my ass on your show since winter of 2021. But I'm not out here talking crazy or being rude or disrespectful. I'm just speaking my mind. If a motherfucker don't like it,
yeah,
it comes sucking his dick. But I ain't being disrespectful. I'm being a gentleman.
Right. Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
So if a motherfucker don't like what I'm saying, fuck them. I can't change their mind.
Hey, Kimo, you might have another TV pass. Black TV pass on the way.
Oh, man.
I'm back. Hey, Bug, they be real hard on my buddy, man. But Bug, so you feel you real good for the grudge game?
Yeah, I was on mute, Kimo, but you know, you talk about you getting all these texts and stuff. I don't want to get on here and make a motherfucker, you know, talk negative about me. I'm just speaking my mind and speaking my heart, Kimo. It ain't no liquor. It ain't, I don't know what they texting you. It's just me, Kimo. And you know me, Kimo. Daddy, you know, but shit you talk about me here and there, Kimo, I can't say you know me.
What's your age, bud, if you don't mind me asking?
Who that?
It's Cal City.
I'm 32, Cal City Cal.
Yeah. Yeah, I forward some of the messages that I got from the guys over to the group chat. But they...
No, that's fine, Kimo. Look, like...
Because I don't want
I'm
you
to
think
Kimo.
It's me trying to crack on
no,
you,
listen,
you know what I'm
listen.
Saying?
Listen, Kimo, this show is recorded, right? It's a national
yeah.
show. At
okay.
this point, you know, shows have been going on for, what, 10 years now? Kimo, I would be a fool. I would be a fool at this point where I'm trying to go and what I did, my team behind me. I would be a fool to fall into what the next motherfucker got to say.
Damn, you're right.
Yeah.
So, Cal City Cal, baby. I hear you on the phone, Cal City. I it's a pleasure to have you on the phone. What's your goals for this year? Where you want to play at this year? I mean, not today. I'm looking at the game. Who you want to race this year, man?
I ain't got nobody in particular, but if I can even get out, I'm hoping to even get out this year.
So you hoping you can get out? Okay. Yeah, I know a few people having a hard time with parts. So you need a lot of parts. I mean, Kyle City Kyle, what went on that you had to come back and get parts? I mean, I know you hit didn't you touch the wall a little bit there?
Oh, no, I ain't. No, that's been fixed. I'm talking about.
Oh, you crashed. Did you fix it since you crashed and you hurt your car in the crash?
No, that's been fixed. I'm talking about internal engine parts.
Okay, okay.
Getting a freshen up,
yeah.
You know, and just a long wait.
I mean, what are you waiting on? You know, you got a few guys on here that somebody could. Help you put you in the right direction.
Rods, pistons, a few other things.
Some pistons?
Rods,
you
pistons.
Might
want to. Yeah. I mean, it's going to get done, but it's just a long wait period.
You might want to. Kyle, call tomorrow. Call on the show tomorrow and kind of get with Junior. He can probably get with Gibby and Gibb Tech and get you some pistons, you know, expedite them pretty quick. I don't know if Junior on here, but he real cool with Gibby. He might can get your pistons real quick. That's if you use Gibb Tech or something, you know what I'm saying, or if you use those pistons.
They already ordered, Kimo.
Oh, they already ordered? How long of a back wait, they said? A couple of months? Or?
It's like what they tell. Something like that, Kimo. Something like that.
Oh, okay. So you're good. You're good.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Well, you're good then. Hey, Kyle City Kyle, would you be interested in giving if Tim was to come back at you, would you be interested in running him again?
Oh man, not the rematch.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have. I mean, I talked to Tim, but yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we could possibly see that rematch right there, huh? Yeah, because, he really didn't race you. He just did a pro-style burnout and leading on down the track.
Yeah, something like that, I guess. I don't know.
Yep. Damn, Wendell had that bitch. Woo, Wendell damn near stole that motherfucker. Yeah. Well,
hey, that hey, Bud, Mike, you know, your young brother with dreams, and he could turn out to be a Black Stevie fan, Antoine Brown. You never know.
Okay, well, he could. I don't know that Bub. He's a different type of fella, man. I mean, he good guy. He good for racing, but he rough Joker now. I didn't tell you no lie. That dude is rough. He's rough. Oh yeah. That's Bub for you. That's Bub. Bub, y'all
Timo?
Already done y'all kicking your year off early, ain't you?
Yeah. Somewhat. Somewhat. This shit can, you know how serious this shit can get, Kimo.
Okay. Yeah, it can
like,
get
we're
real
really
serious.
Like,
it's gonna...
You know, we just had, and I don't need you to elaborate on this or anybody else, but I'm just, you know, speaking my heart and my mind. Nigga, we done had fights, arguments, all that. This all for the love. Like, we all want the same goal, to win, turn the wind light on. And we all serious about it. We all passionate about it. And everybody play their role real good.
So y'all play the role. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. I fly. Last words to a grudge racer.
Hey, Kimo.
Well,
I like seeing,
yeah, come on with it.
I like seeing, you know, Black growth. You know, I've been driving for Black for, what, 3 seasons now? And, like, you know, I done seen him grow. I see his attitude change. And, you know, he what they call it, when you hesitant, like, it's another word for it, but like he hesitant a little hard here, but you know, to see a motherfucker grow and, you know, deal with their attitude problem and all that, and you see them be in it for the love of racing, it mean a lot.
So you say he black grown in the game, huh?
Yeah, for sure, most definitely.
And he can love you. Yeah, well, Black say he going to get out there and get busy.
Hey, but Kimo, he been doing that with a toy car with no cage in it. A fucking regular car from GM.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So,
who y'all like to get? Who y'all going to get a hold to? Who y'all going to get a hold to what y'all call that little thing he got over there? What that car he run?
Yeah, quarantine or just?
Quarantine. Man, that dude.
Quarantine. Well, you know, we got your man's locked in, Nappy, and him. We 1-1 right now, so we got the tiebreaker for Bobby Cole race. So that's what my mind on right now. I seen him the other night at the premiere that we did for the TV show. And I just told him, just like I'm telling y'all right now.
Who had a premiere? What the hell are you talking about,
so.
A premiere?
We did a premiere for the TV show. It come up, the episode premiere this upcoming Wednesday. But it's on the MotorTrend app right now. So if y'all download the MotorTrend app, it's free for 7 days. You can go watch it right now. Fastest Cars in the Dirty South. We on episode 8, the season finale. It's called Out of the Rubber Ashes. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all brain works any kind of good, you know, shit ain't really supposed to come from ashes. Ashes mean dead. So some shit that rise from the ashes mean a lot.
Hey, man, you are a rough
candidate, man.
This
just
real
talk, Kimo.
You know
this just me, Kimo.
Dangerous, baby. Dang.
I feel I'm dangerous, Kimo.
You do?
In the grudge world, yeah, I feel I'm dangerous. And I felt that with this toy car quarantine, you know what I'm saying? That's a fucking toy car with no cage. Yes. My confidence every time we get up there was through the roof.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you got to drive
a car with no cage putting on that kind of power. You got to drive that motherfucker. That bitch want to dance on you. So, you know what I'm saying? You really got to hold that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So you know.
Cop food's pretty good, bud. I see why your granddaddy didn't want you driving that car.
Hey, he called me one day, right, before we put the seatbelts in there, right? Ernie, who built Mr. Willie cars up there in Flint, EC1 race cars. He built Rod's car, a lot of other cars, too. He built Holy Ghost that Randy had. Ernie was at Lapeer, right, when the car was white. And they had a regular seatbelt in it, like a lap seatbelt, right? And he looked in there. Man, he called my granddad immediately. Said, man, he out here driving this car with regular seatbelts in it. My granddad called me. Man, what the fuck you doing out there driving the car with no seatbelts? Papa, listen, I don't want to hear that. I'm trying to go out here and fuck these boys up. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I ain't spending no money in this shit. I ain't got no money. I'm gone. I'm gonna take my lane and run with it. But you know, I went and got the seatbelts myself. You know, once the car came out burgundy, my cousin who's sitting here with me right now, he took me to get the seatbelts. We put the seatbelts in there, and luckily I needed them because we ended up wrecking the car after we filmed the TV show. But you know, we back and we better.
You gotta be right, bud, if you're gonna be racing, man. You know, I don't know how fast that car is, but I know it's fast enough.
Who that is, that Whit, Kimo?
No, that's Kyle, man. City Kyle, baby.
Oh, okay. He sound like Whit.
I don't sound like no Whit.
Man, you and Zay, y'all some country talking motherfuckers. Y'all sound like y'all from Memphis.
Oh, shit. Say they country. They ain't, Cal don't sound country to me.
They got, you know, the Chicago motherfuckers got that little country accent. They be sounding like they're from down south.
Man, don't try to. You need to be right in those cars, bud.
Oh yeah. Hey Cal, it's like the third time you just said it. I heard you every time you said it. Yes sir, you ain't said nothing wrong. I know this. I'm coming in my best.
Lord, how
yes, much? Yes sir. I feel I'm one of the best. I got the opportunity. Shit, I gotta come in my best. My team doing their job. I've been doing my job, so we got to keep it going.
Yeah, I hear you, bud. That goddamn bubble. That goddamn bud is rough. Bud, you rough, baby. You rough, bud.
Yeah, Kimo, the fucked up part, I can't help it. I just love this shit, man.
You sound like you're a goddamn fool over this goddamn racing.
What does it sound
like to me? Zip, goddamn fool over this racing. Yeah.
Listen, Kimo. I ain't trying to pat myself on the back. I ain't trying to sound cocky or crazy because, you know, most of y'all from the Midwest, you know, y'all know me. Y'all know I ain't really got no money or, you know, y'all know everything about me. But for me to be living my situation and, you know, to be on national TV and all the shit I was talking and bagged up, you know, I lost a couple times here and there, but shit, at this point, Kimo, shit, I can't turn back.
Man, they say Willie Dalton got gapped over there by somebody. Who was Willie Dalton running, man? They say Willie Dog Jr. Then got his ass rolled out. It's on Wit page. Do anybody know who Willie Dog was running?
They down the field, Kimo?
They down in Hollis Plains. Sure.
I think
Holly Springs.
Still Alabama.
Holly Springs.
Okay.
We go on with Perry. They say, well, his daughter got tore up. God, Ma, is Ma on? I need to know if Ma on. Damn, Iowa State beat Wisconsin.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you one question. I'm going on mute. Did you watch the episode that me and James were on? Have you seen it?
I don't watch that make-believe shit, man. I ain't going to tell you no lie.
Oh, man.
Well, hold on, Kimo. I understand, you got your opinion. You're entitled to that. But one, nothing make-believe about none of our races down there. So I don't know if you going off of the street outlaw shit, which you may know a little bit more about.
Yeah.
But as far as what we did, wasn't nothing make-believe about it.
I just want to know
if you saw it, Kimo. But look, Kimo, I would like you to watch it.
Wow, man.
You ain't doing shit else. Download the Motor Trend app, and they give you 7 free days. Just go ahead and watch it.
I don't really watch stuff like that, man. I be having a lot to do, man.
Well, Kimo, I wanted to call you out your name, right? I ain't going to even do it. That's fine. You don't want to watch it, that's fine.
I don't be watching that kind of shit, man, because
that's
that ain't
fine, Kimo. That's fine. That's fine, Kimo. That's fine, Kimo. You don't have to watch.
Yeah. Whew. Do it, Miami. Yeah, hey, Bub, I don't watch it because I don't like that. You don't know where you're running at. I don't like bullshit, okay?
Ain't no bullshit.
You don't know what track you're running. Then you get there, you don't know what track you're going to be at. You know, the Street Outlaws, you don't know where you're racing at. And the Stars get to go and prep on the track. And I don't like that old bullshit.
Kimo,
man.
You won't beat me. Beat me at my best. Let me come
Kimo,
in and
listen,
make a hit,
man.
Just like you. I'm listening. You ain't saying nothing.
Listen, the street outlaw shit is way different from what we was doing. We was on a prepped radio track. We knew what track we was going to. I looked it up before we got there. I knew it was a badass track, Crossville Dragway in Crossville, Tennessee. Badass track.
Oh, man.
8 miles track. Good track. We shot our episode. But all they did, Kimo, was record us being ourselves.
Yeah, but they,
you know,
listen,
what I mean?
y'all went down
there. I know you
there,
know
more
about the Street Outlaw stuff, Kimo, but
I
what
don't
I'm telling
get
you
too,
is
you silly
Hollywood
Street
you know?
Outlaws, man. What I'm telling you is they see y'all really went down there on a dummy mission. They had way quicker cars than y'all, but they didn't call for no cars that was equal to a lot of the cars that y'all had down there. That's why I'm telling you bullshit. But you don't seem
like you don't understand
what I'm telling you.
Hey, listen, Kimo. I'm gonna tell you something, Kimo. To be honest with you, Kimo, you know it ended up 4-4, a tie between Detroit with Team Motor City and Malcolm Story team, which they call Team Outcast. But really, Kimo, we were supposed to win. One of the cars, which had a kind of close to a guaranteed win, which had, you know, really nothing guaranteed in racing, but we had a guaranteed win, and the young guy went to sleep on the tree, which, you know, I'm not on his ass about it. I'm just speaking facts, you know. The guys that own Silver Fox, the small block nitrous Silver Mustang up here, the sun was driving, and he slept. Had he had to cut his normal light, Kimo, we would have won 5-3. But we end up being even. And shit, that's just what it is. We end up even. So now, Kimo, they got to come up here to raise us. But we're working on a lot of stuff, Kimo. You know, we might even have our own TV show, Kimo. So I ain't trying to go on and kill that, but just, you know, keep that in mind.
Okay. Well, all I'm saying, I mean, I don't knock it, but it ain't, you know, I don't really care about that stuff.
No,
that stuff,
hey,
don't
Kimo,
benefit
you know the good thing, Kimo? I'm so used to you to the point, like, I just got to let you, I ain't finna keep trying to convert
you. I'm just saying, that stuff don't benefit. It don't benefit me, so I don't be excited,
Kimo,
for it.
And say what you say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm dried out on trying to convert you over to believe in me, so, shit, do your thing, Kimo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just ain't in all that old TV show shit. I'm a real girl's race. I ain't in going on no TV show and shit like that, man.
I mean, Kimo, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? I wish you get a little bit of that negativity about you, but when it boils down to it,
well,
I'm
letting you. Because I don't agree with what you agree on.
Well, maybe some kind of way you word shit, you know what I'm saying? I know you a good, positive guy, you know, you take care of your kids, you're a good guy, you know what I'm saying? But it's just, you know, you is who you is, Kimo, and I love you.
Yeah, I just ain't into that TV show stuff, that's all.
Oh, man.
Mhm. Mhm. Buff say you good for the game, baby. Damn, my man Dog went down there and got a little got beat. Damn. But Dog get up there though. God damn, that Dog be getting up there. Hey, Bud, where you at, Bud?
Yeah, Kimo, go ahead.
Who you like between Tate and Dawg?
That's a tough one for me for a lot of different reasons that I don't want to speak on the phone, but just me being around as long as I have been and knowing each one of them. And I know the reason why Dog locked in the way he did. You know, I know Tate. I know Dog. I know the whole situation. I'm going to just stay on the sideline. I just want to watch the race and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to bet, you know what I'm saying? Like, if it came down to it, up here, I'm going to bet on Tate. But I think Dog got a good gamble.
Mm. There goes Kimo. The Black.
Yeah, you open.
Same Black.
Go ahead, Black, you.
Black Gang.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go. We on.
What's going
on? What's
on
your
on
mind,
here,
Black Gang?
I'm just out here listening. That's about it. I'm just out here listening.
Yeah, you're driving holding court right now.
You said what now?
I said you're driving on here holding court right now.
Okay. Well, you know, that's what he do.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
Yeah.
I hear him loud and clear right now.
You hear him loud and clear?
Absolutely.
So, you know, for the last 2 years, that's basically what you've been just hearing and seeing is Bud going to work.
Okay.
I mean, win or lose. I know y'all get y'all giggles on when we lose or we win, but we've been bringing action to Michigan, Midwest, South. We're trying to get the grudge racers back to grudge racing. That's about it, Kimo.
Yeah.
I think if it was a whole lot more grudge racers like me, everybody called me stupid or whatever because I race whatever. But, you know, ones who post to race me, they don't want to race me. So, I mean, either put my car in the corner or I'm going out there and race. Gamble. That's what we call it, the gamble.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you, babe. I got you. I got you. Give me
a second.
I'm here too.
grudge racing is damn near that went almost to class racing. You got so many steps, nine motherfuckers who got this reason why they ain't going to race you and that reason. I don't know.
Got a point.
Well, okay.
Okay. Yeah, well. Your mic over
the 901. Don't forget
15,
the best 16. One. Don't forget the best rule. You got D lock.
Best rule.
And I don't.
You think D lock makes you go faster?
Get this grudge racing back to grudge racing, man. You know, I know it is classic
right.
When you're racing. It is a class when you're racing because you ain't gonna put the average Joe, bro, small block out there on a 4-8-4, shit like that. But for the most part, a lot of people they just be ducking, Kimo. Whole lot of ducking going on.
Oh man.
But it's like you, Kimo. You got this car you building right now, motherfucking super pro car. But you want to go get the little ducks like quarantine. I don't understand it. Talk to me, Kimo.
Well, I may not be as bad as I think.
I'm
gonna go
see that, Kimo.
Give me something.
You know what you got. You know what you built.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand you don't want to go out there and start tearing down the biggest bad motherfuckers because that'll kind of fuck your hustle up. Everybody out here to make some money off the cars, right?
I mean, you try to, but, you know.
Yeah, you try
really
to. I mean, I didn't say you don't make all your money back. It's a gamble. It's like rolling the dice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am a well believer the fastest car don't always win.
Good point.
Yeah. I guess you're right. Fox, can you give us any insight on what happened with Dog today? Is that Slopper that's on?
Somebody get Willie Dog on. Tell me Willie Dog ain't get his pants pulled out.
They say Willie Dog in surgery right now.
Oh, man.
I need to talk to Willie Dog. We got to get him to jack
the
dog
track right now with me.
You got to get Willie Dog what?
Willie Dog at the track right now with me.
Oh, okay.
So when you get Willie Dog.
Who is you?
It's Flop.
Damn. Is Willie Dog all right? He's still breathing.
Willie Dog in the car, man, going to the next round, man. He's coming up for the next round, so he ain't able to talk.
Who did he lose
to? He in the shootout?
He lost a grudge race to Starlito. He in the shootout. He got Starlito again in the shootout.
Okay.
Nah, I don't mind.
What happened there? I mean, did Willie Dog Nitrous didn't come on or whatever? They said he got gapped?
He lost.
Okay. Well said.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else will be a fucking excuse.
What are you at?
Good point.
We in Holly.
We at,
okay.
You know, the birthday bash for WitCon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Holly's pretty
okay.
Good, but...
Okay.
Kimo, I told you what it was. You didn't believe me or something?
Yeah, you said that. I didn't ask that.
You can't always know where the action is.
I didn't ask that, kid.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here listening, kid.
So I got to call y'all. Get my man, all right. Go another round.
Got them dogs putting in them frequent flyer miles.
Mm.
He was just over there in Piedmont.
Right, so is dog going to grudge a little bit back with him?
So is they doing a little gambling with that why they in the shootout? Any money betting on the side?
And that's what we was asking, Sloppy. Slop might be putting dog in the water. Slopping dog in the water, problem. Willie dog.
They ain't getting in that goddamn water box now.
That goddamn slop stay at the track right now. You know, bust that bitch before you get a hold of Leon.
Oh,
Leon,
man.
He's going to bust.
Oh, man. Slop trying to learn something. Leon. Leon said he's going to melt. He's going to melt. He's going to melt his ass.
Is that what he said?
I don't know.
That what
he said? He told me.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker melt a motherfucker on motor.
Yeah. Uh-oh. What we got here? 773. 34. This Brother D.
Brother D, goddammit. It ain't Brother D, it's Preacher Boy. What the fuck up? It's me, nigga.
What's up, Preacher?
What's up, man? First of all, y'all got to stop acting like dog on house arrest. He can go anywhere in the world. He can go anywhere in the world. Part two, y'all talking about Flop and Leon. Y'all know how the results turned out. One winner, one loser. One first place, one second place. Anything can happen in drag racing. In drag racing.
My brother,
you got your favorite horse you rooting for? You better hope he ain't ate a lot and half the shit on the way down the road.
Well, that's well said.
Somebody, now they say in that race, Leon got a butter knife, and Flop gonna have that shotgun. Somebody blowing at somebody. Somebody's gonna have a knife.
Hey, I'm back to you, motherfucker. Back to you, motherfucker. Dog just knocked Starlito ass off in the competition. Dog going another round.
Okay.
Sound like Dog did that.
Now, meanwhile.
Hey,
meanwhile,
hey, they made an amateur mistake. They went in and double bugged Dog. He made them pay for it.
Oh, man.
Kid, the veteran made them pay for it. They went in and double bugged.
Oh.
The veteran made them pay. Yeah.
Hey, Pop.
What up?
Hey. Hey, kid.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Well, I'm letting me get away from the DJ. Hey, when you get a chance, ask Willie Dawg who's doing his tuning for him. On the real.
All right.
Hey, Scott, are you down there cussing and tuning?
Oh, yeah.
Now, y'all heard what he said? He's on his J-O-B.
Mm. We here.
He's not being no internet celebrity right now. He's on his motherfucking job.
Damn.
Damn, Flop tuning shit starter, baby.
I said that goddamn Flop tuning now.
Yeah,
that was then. They're implying the slop tuning, baby.
Now, do that sound like a man that think he's gonna lose? That man, that goddamn, been doing his push up and the jumping jack. He's there, goddamn, firing up, saying, "Look at me."
Well, all we can do is wait and see how it turned out.
Right. All we can do is sit back and see if there's going to be one winner and one loser. That's the horse that you think going to win.
That's all that I never heard of two winners, man. I never heard of it.
Hey, man, it ain't been a time drag racing but a few times in my life. And if you went to the reality show, it wasn't no tied in. Somebody moved first. Somebody went through that finish line first. Naked eye call it a tie.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
Well.
What else y'all been talking about tonight, man? Talk to me. I got on a little late.
Man, we just been kicking the Willie Bobo. We ain't had nothing really hard. Bud was on here praising how he a bad motherfucker. So, you know, we ain't really had too much going
was
on.
Was he really talking from the shelter like that?
From the what?
The shelter.
So you saying the man living in the shelter?
Demo.
Yeah.
Demo. Motherfucker. He ain't not giving homeless people his autograph. He ain't not giving homeless people his autograph.
I assume he is.
My.
Hey, who they talking about? They talking about my driver? Yeah,
I'm talking about your motherfucking driver.
Damn.
What they say? What they say? I ain't hear him. Say tonight.
That's something that you, that motherfucker that you get leftovers to. He never had his own meal. He always eat leftovers.
Preacher boy?
Yeah, that's Preacher boy. The motherfucker that he talks slick to.
Hey, how you doing, Preacher boy?
How you doing, sir?
I'm good.
I can talk to you.
Me
and you can relate.
You, you know.
We owners and operators.
Hey, Preacher Boy, I talked to you the other day,
man.
And
you did.
You know,
I feel like I can't talk to you without you being disrespectful. You can't keep it racist. That's but, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you feel some kind of way because black owned the car and I just drive it. But, you know, you don't know how to keep it racing. You,
Bud, I love to keep it racing. You told me, this is what you told me. You told me I wasn't nothing. I wasn't on TV. I ain't been racing. Nigga, I've been racing before you was born.
I'm saying you not laying like that. You not. Hold on, Preacher Boy. And look, I'm going to be honest with you, Preacher Boy. I don't want to go there with you on this national talk show. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, Preacher Boy. Let me say this, Preacher Boy. As a man, I got a lot of respect for you. You as a racer, I got a little bit of respect for you.
Damn.
So listen, as a racer, I don't want to.
You know what? You changed my momentum
in here. Now, I don't want to go through that on this talk show, man. That's unnecessary.
Now y'all heard what he said? Now he got my utmost respect. Now he just said something nice instead of the shit he said the other day. We good now. For his age, for brother, he's doing good driving. We're going to get the bump head. We're going to get to see the old heads and young heads. Bump head. See how easy that was?
Yeah, Preacher Boy. Hey, Preacher Boy, you are, even regardless of what you said the other day, you know what I'm saying? My granddad raised me, so I know how the older guys beat up and doing this shit way longer. I understand where you were coming from. I feel you. But, you know, it is what it is. Wednesday.
I might not make, listen, but any other day, I'd have been proud of you, listen to me. But you called me, you put me
I
down.
I really can't hear you.
I'd have been happy to
like
see you on TV. I always
phone.
Wanted to be on TV. It ain't
oh,
nothing
man.
Wrong with it.
Preacher Boy, it's all,
I'm glad
it's
you made
like
it.
You all the way from the phone.
Oh, no, I'm glad you made it to TV. Somebody got some noise in the background. Hey, I'm glad you made it to TV. I want to make it to TV one day. I want to make it everywhere but the Chicago News. Like I said, man, you good for what you're doing, man. You young, you doing your thing. I'm happy for you. But when you act like a pit bull and bite me, I bite back.
Damn.
So we going to get a chance to race. You in your prime. Hey, listen, you in your prime. I'm like Muhammad Ali. I'm just an old-ass man. And I still feel I got that 1-2 knock-em-out punch.
Lord, have mercy. Not the okie doke.
Kids, I'm going to teach them not to mess with the handicap. Yep. But, all you got to do, hey, man, let the people come to you and say, man, we saw you on TV. Don't keep telling everybody you made it.
Oh
more,
man!
You'll get more people saying, "Yeah, boy, you did it, man. You did it." Not you.
Not the drag race
for
celebrity.
Like, you the king, right? Stop saying you the king and let another motherfucker tell you the king.
Yep. I agree. I agree with you. But
my.
That's all I'm saying, bud. You put everybody else down. Let another motherfucker toot your horn. You stop blowing it.
Not the flute.
Yeah, I got to tell him like that because that's just like him telling a chick, sucking a dick, talking about you doing it wrong. Then she asked you who taught you. You going to say you taught yourself?
Oh, man.
All right, then. You got to let somebody else use your horn, man.
My.
I've had my horn for many days. Just like they said, they were glad to see me come back. And I'm doing my thing. I said thank you.
Preach, brother, preach.
Hey, man, listen. Hey, he did something somebody else ain't gonna do. And me and brother did talk about it. Now he's off my list. I can scratch his name off my list of talking crazy too. We just broke bread. We just had communion.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I hope everybody be safe and get ready for this thunder.
Get ready for thunder. What, buddy, from the thunderstorm, or are you the thunder?
No, no. It's going to be a lot of rain and hail. Everybody that said they were somebody, everybody that worked over the winter hard and did their painting and twisting and boating and all that, you're going to find out, did you do a good job or bad job?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to find out, you're going to find out if you're tuning your car or tuning your ass teeth. You're going to find out, was it worth the money or what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you're getting into this sport is always worth the money. I mean, it's a hobby.
Good point, good point.
No, not that. Who's that, Bud?
No, this is Mr. Black. Mr. Black. Mr. Black.
Hey, Mr. Black.
JB.
Mr. Black, listen to me. JB, it's worth the money if you get a result. It ain't worth the money if you don't get no good result out of what you spend your money in, man. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. You got to take the good with the bad. You ain't always going to win, huh? So it's going to be some good.
No, it ain't about winning. Listen to me. Listen to me.
Okay.
When I'm explaining what I'm saying, Mr. Black, if you know you got a, say you got a 750 on your car, and they tell you to buy you an 850, you're going to go faster. And you spend that money on an 850, and you go slower, or the same as you did when you had the 750, that's a waste.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay a tuner, and he's talking about he can change this and change that and change this, and you don't go no faster, I want my money back.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I want my daddy's record.
Preach now.
That's all I'm saying. Whatever you spend your money on, and pray that it's done right. Because we got a lot of shady people out here that's out here to get these checks because inflation went up, and they can't afford these habits they used to have.
Oh, man.
Got a point there now.
You know,
got a point there now.
I'm looking at all these people that are able to do all these beautiful things. Like I said, I'm happy to see y'all on TV. That's beautiful. I'm happy to see them boys went down there to Piatone and watch them people race yesterday. But the bottom line, that don't make none of y'all no better than the rest of us. Y'all just went
to
where that we always dream to go.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
That's all.
Miami ain't bullshitting.
That's all. You know, be happy that you were able to do something that somebody else was less fortunate to do or wasn't as lucky to be in like y'all was. We don't, you know, it kills me to see these motherfuckers on street outlaws calling themselves Chicago, knowing these somebody don't live nowhere near Chicago. Come on, yeah, y'all, we be Chicago.
Oh, man.
Don't you know us niggas is in Chicago? You ain't beat no Chicago people. You beat them suburbians.
Is the preacher boy still talking?
Yeah, that was me, man.
Oh, okay. I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing. But
yeah, they
remember, I was telling you, you know, I respect you as a man, but a little
Ooh,
bit of racist.
Lord,
you
kind of
talking too much on our Michigan racing show.
Oh, oh man.
Right.
No,
I'm not talking about the racing
upset
show. You're not listening
no
to me.
No disrespect. Hey. I'm just me, preacher boy. I can't bite my tongue, and I can't help it, but you're talking a little bit too much on our Michigan Grudge Racing show, you know, to be who you are in racing. Because we'll run you slap over.
Damn.
Like I told you.
I'm going to try again.
I don't want you to get personal.
I'm
going to
try it again with you, bud.
I'm
going to
say it one more time. As a man, I respect you 100%.
Listen to me.
This is nothing personal.
Bud, what you going to run me with, bud? I'm going to come at my best.
G-body, all steel, all glass, on the 275-28. G-body. Junior G-body.
Junior G-body.
Yes, sir. It ain't
your strength.
It's called...
He's not understanding. You not already gave me props when you said you're coming with your best. I understand that. I ask you again, mm-hmm. What car? You know y'all rich and got a bunch of cars.
Jesse
Tell
James,
me what car
sir.
You gonna run me with.
Jesse James, sir.
I don't want none of that. Now bring quarantine like you was telling me when you was sitting on my back. You said I wasn't
all right.
Shit.
Well, look.
You said I wasn't
well,
shit.
We'll leave that alone.
Okay.
Because that's crazy to me, like, so you don't want none of that. And you got more bars in that motherfucker than Jesse James. Yeah, that's crazy. But
hey,
gonna,
man,
we ain't got to do all that.
If Barnes, listen to me, man.
Quarantine
if Barnes
don't
made
have
you fast,
no
a nigga with my motor.
Full interior.
It's safety.
Small blocks.
It's safety. Listen
that's
to me.
Crazy
stop.
To me,
stop
man.
Stop right now. I want everybody to hear this.
I'm going to stop
did he
you.
Not say
I'm
he got no
you.
Respect for me? Hold on. He just
mm-hmm.
said, I got
no
little respect
I said,
for you.
Man, I got all the respect for
you.
But then you
told me you
were going to
come with your best. You just said... You said, I'm going to come with my best to run you, preacher boy. So that let me know, motherfucker,
you
scared of me to go to preacher boy tonight.
Hey, if
I must be somebody you were talking
run,
about.
Because
hey, if I say I didn't think about
block,
you, listen to me.
Hey,
if
listen,
I say I didn't give a fuck
a
about
block,
you, bro,
I'm
going to
run you with quarantine.
I'm going to get my granny car and run you.
Listen, man.
You must give a fuck, man. You're not listening to me. You telling me how to dress
for
a funeral. You telling me how to dress
a small
fuck
block,
funeral,
his ass on
you must give a
race.
Fuck.
You got a small block. We got a wide open day for Friday. We wide open.
Oh, Chris, shit.
All I'm saying is, bro, I want to come at anybody that's a racer at my best. You know what I'm saying? Of course I want to come at my best. But if you got a small block, I'm going to oblige you, and I'm going to fuck you up. But if you got a big block, I don't want none of this. But you said you
okay,
don't want to run Jesse James. You better have a small block, because if you got a big block and you talking about you don't want none of that, then you should see why I tell you I only have a little bit of respect for you as a racer.
Everybody on this phone, watch this. Everybody on this phone knows two things about me. One, I ain't never opened my hood, and ain't nobody ever seen none of my hood. That's step one. Part two is I didn't draw on no motherfucking body. They come to me.
Because you have a small
you
block.
You pulled my
boy.
Collar.
Listen,
I got a motor that makes a car go.
You got a 4.6. Listen, by being
Freaking
you,
eight.
Like, and I got to keep, hey, preacher boy, I don't, you know, Kimo, I know this is your show. I don't want to keep repeating myself, you know, all y'all guys on the show, but I have to do this because these guys, they get on my ass. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
These guys love to get on my ass, so I got to be politically correct. Preacher boy,
mm-hmm.
once again, as a man, I respect you 100%. In this racing, I damn near don't give a fuck about you. If you got a small block,
damn.
I got a small block to run you. If you got a big block, I have a big block to run you. Just talk to me. Let me know something.
Mm-hmm.
Man, didn't I just hear you tell me the other day, this is me. You said plain as day to me the other day when we was getting nasty with each other.
Boy.
If y'all still had bus down,
on,
y'all was gonna take bus
that.
Down to beat
hold
my
on,
ass.
Boy.
Who was
on.
In bus
oh.
down?
Hold on, if you come to Bobby Carl Race, I'm gonna fuck you up a quarantine. Come on with it.
Damn.
You're white collarable. First quarantine. Come on.
Okay.
Come on. Don't hold me
now,
up.
I don't bet for a lot of money. Hold on.
Hold
I don't
on,
run for that type of crazy money that y'all run for.
Hey. I don't give a fuck if you got a big block or a small block. Come on.
Okay. That's fine. Okay, lock in. I got to make sure I'm going
lock
down
in,
there. We going
right
to run, bud.
Lock in.
I can't make that dedication today.
I can't make that dedication today.
Well, as soon as I tell you I'm in the locker room, I'm going to blow your ass back.
Stagging up for quarantine?
If I'm going down there. If I'm going down there, bud, I'm going to run quarantine Friday.
I like that.
And I'm going to call you and tell you. I'm coming down there, and I'm going to run you on the fire.
Gee, boy.
That fire with two bullets. Well,
okay, well, let's just do a permanency lock. 3 on 1500 Friday. Since you got a big block, we don't give a fuck about it. We're going to run you Friday at 3 o'clock. Hit the fuck up. I don't give a fuck what you got. 3 on 1500 If you're asking Bobby Cole Ray with a goddamn car, get your ass down. We don't want to hear
shit. Okay, if I show up, that's mute. If I show up, that's mute. A deal. If I show up, that's a deal.
No, no, okay. Is it a lot?
If I'm coming down to Bobby Cole Ray, listen, if I'm coming down there to Bobby Cole Ray for my car, that's a deal. I won't know until a week before the race, man. I said I won't know until a week before the race.
Oh, well, that deal might not stay about it.
I like that bet. Oh.
I might feel a little different then. I'm trying to lock you in right now.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm not. I just explained to you I'm not going to do that right now, man.
Hey, listen to me. It's only $300. If you don't make it, just give me $300.
That ain't what I said, bro. Why would I give you a free $300 and I'm not coming?
No,
if I'm coming, I'm going to bet.
I said $300.
Why would I give you a free $300? I said, why would I give you a free $300 if I'm not going to make it, man?
My car ain't finished neither.
I can't hear shit. You just said.
No, I said my car ain't finished neither. So we both got, it's going to put some fire up on our ass.
I ain't trying to put no fire in your ass. Listen to me. I can basically see y'all before before then. When y'all track open? When y'all track be open? When 131?
No,
when 131
be open? But see, what I'm telling you is you got a big block. I might change my mind in a week or so about racing a big block.
You don't know what I got under
the hood right now.
I don't never open my hood.
We know from the way you talking, you ain't got no small block because you wouldn't want to quarantine with no goddamn small block.
Listen, man, we through talking, man. I just explained to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
One, don't nobody know what I got. Pay for it. Pay for it. I'm going to pay
for
what I got under the hood of my car. Okay, then. Part two. I might be able to meet y'all before then. We might be able to run at 131 before Bobby Cole race.
Nah, we ain't going to do that. I wouldn't do that, and I got a race at Bobby Cole race. I ain't going to hurt my car before I go race. That don't make sense.
If you're going to run me Friday, what's the difference? It's still going to be before your racing.
It don't matter. But I'll be down there racing, though.
But if you break here, why would you tow a car all the way down there?
Exactly. That's the point I'm making. I'm trying to lock you in for Bobby Cole race. I'll be there. Now,
well,
I'm telling you,
there, bro.
If you don't make it with your car, I'm gonna give you a permanency lock.
So, hey, Bud, we ain't even gonna go there. We ain't gonna worry about it then, Bud. I just told you. I don't know if I'm gonna make it or not, Bud.
Okay.
If I was sure I was gonna make it, it wouldn't be a problem. I love the way you said 3 on 1500. That's a good accent.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm gonna make it.
And I told you, it sure is. It's an excellent race.
All right, do you want to meet us the following week? Lock it in for Josh Lowe's race then. We can lock in for Alabama, the next race.
Listen to me. Did you hear me? A week before Bobby Cole race, I'm going to lock in or not. Okay, that's fine.
I'm going on mute.
Turn up.
You know, Kimo, you know, I really don't be too quick to jump on big blocks. But when my driver say he don't give two fucks about him, I got to stand behind him. He's going to clean across his ass, or he's gonna fuck us up.
Hey.
Or get fucked up. One of the two. That's all that's going to happen. It's going to be one winner and one loser. But like I told him, man, I don't know if I'm going to make it down there. That's all it's going to be.
But the way
I said is, I don't know if I'm going to make it
up right now. The way I hear you breaking up right now, like a big block forward, you got a little fear in your heart, boy.
No, I don't. Listen to me. Everybody that knows me on this show know I'm supposed to have surgery on the 15th of April.
Oh, okay.
I'm
my
trying
bad,
to
my
see
bad,
if I'm going
bad.
To have my surgery.
I ain't know
that's
that.
That's the only thing. That's why I keep
there
telling him. That's I ain't trying to play
okay,
no rabbit ass game, man.
There's no more need to be said on that.
Yes, it is. Because, like I said, if I feel good and I make it down in my car, I'm going to run you. That's why I said a week before the race, I would know for sure. That's all I said, man. I ain't trying to be funny. I said, listen,
okay,
you put something in my
budget. I understand, but you said
nothing wrong.
I ain't said I didn't know you was having surgery, man. I ain't. If you make it, you make it. I see. We'll get old to you.
Like, that's all. Like, that's all.
I didn't know you was having surgery, though. I wouldn't even been on ass, man.
Maybe you didn't, man. Maybe you didn't, but it's okay. It's all right. Hey, man. Hey, listen, I'm a natural-born driver. It's in my blood. Hey.
Yes, sir.
You in my budget, I'm going to try. I like that, though.
Yes, sir.
Bud just told me something that I like to hear.
I mean, if we disrespect
each other.
I mean, if I got two races locked in, yeah, $1,500, and I ain't doing nothing Friday, why wouldn't I take some $1,500 or give somebody $1,500?
Right. Just say, man, like I said, that's fast hell, man. No problem.
You know? Plus, you ain't on my shit list.
I'm just praying.
I was trying to fuck you up, then we'd probably have to race for a little more, but I ain't, you know.
Right. I like that in you. I like that.
Hey, Blunt, what had happened was he locked in with Race Car Vaughn, right? And it was just so funny to me that it was asking, like, who you like. And I put on there, you know, I like Race Car Vaughn over Preacher Boy. You know, Race Car Vaughn do a little bit more racing. You know, I don't really look at Race Car. As a driver, again, Black, Chemo, all y'all, I got to always say this because they love to get personal. In racing, I don't give a fuck about Race Car Vaughn. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like he's going to, you know, be Preacher Boy. So I guess Preacher Boy didn't like
just
my little joke that I said. And, you know, he had Ty Carmen.
You know why? Because you don't know me. You say he raced more than me. I've been racing way longer than Race Car Vaughn, his friends, and then the rest
of
them.
Yeah,
he's been racing longer
than him. He's
don't play.
Your name don't ring bells, basically, is what I'm trying to get at. Preacher Boy.
Hey, listen to me, Bud, listen to me. I don't know my name. Everybody know who I am. When I go down to Memphis and I go down to Holly Springs, everybody knows who I am. No, I'm not in no big light. I ain't ducking the police or none of that other shit. I'm a regular guy.
Well, listen, Preacher Boy, I know for a fact I've been knowing you. This is just an estimate. It's not exact. I think I've been knowing you for like 12 years. So.
See that? And
you know,
I didn't know nothing about you, Bud, until this year. I mean, last year.
Okay.
The first time I really met you was when we were at 131 walking, and you walked up to me.
I was on the sideline, not driving for nobody, just coming to the races, watching what I love, and you would walk up to me, talking to me. You good with me, Preacher Boy, as a man. You know what I'm saying? But, shit, you show up with that white Malibu that you got, you know, your car, I'm going to go on the run you with quarantine.
That's fine.
I don't think you laying like that enough to really even have to put Jesse on you. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't climbed up the ranks. You ain't really got a lot of notable. You may have some wins, but... You know, what make a motherfucker great is notable wins. Like, damn, everybody noticed that win. Like, you know, they noticed it. They seen it. They don't really know about you for winning races, grudge races. So I don't really give a fuck about you in races.
So the people that I beat wasn't real people. You know, I beat Race Calvin last year. I mean, the year before last. So he wasn't no real person?
Yeah.
Is that your son on there, Preacher Boy? Your son or whoever that was, he told me he won last time y'all ran. And I told him.
Oh, yeah.
You
talking about
Ray Tom
Brown, that's, yeah.
I can't hear you, Preacher Boy.
Yeah, that's B10, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He said that
you whooped Race Carbine last time y'all ran. He said y'all seen that movie already. Well, that's fine. I don't give a fuck about neither one of y'all in racing. You know
listen
what I'm saying?
This is what I'm going to tell you.
Like
you don't supposed to. You're supposed to be the best. You're supposed to say you're the best
like,
in the world for yourself.
I know for a fact I'll stump a mud hole in you or Race Carbine there. So I just don't give a fuck what y'all got going on. But I feel like, you know, when y'all run, I will bet with Race Carbine.
That's fine. But listen, my whole thing is you never heard me make a comment on that or not. I just looked at all the comments. I never replied to nothing a motherfucker say. I'm not going to reply.
That's fine, Peter.
Y'all make me proud when y'all put my name in y'all mouth or put my car online.
I just said if Race Carbine lose to that crawling
for the win,
we're gonna ride
that's all
him
you did
to the next lifetime. And your son or whoever that was, he said, get ready for a long ride. So it is what it is. But to be honest,
right,
it ain't that serious to me. I wasn't talking about neither one of y'all.
Hey, listen to me, man. I'm going to say it again. Understood. We should.
I know.
We, neither one of us good mean nothing to you. All you wanted us to get
listen,
out.
Listen. I know without a shadow of a doubt, if you or Rick Carbine get up there with me, I got a meal coming. I'm going to eat. But I ain't even worried about either one of y'all. Y'all ain't no threat at all. Not in racing. I respect both of y'all as men. But bumping them beans in, no. I don't have... Really, a little, you know, just a little bit of respect. That's it. And I really
can I ask you a question?
Hold on.
This is the question I got to ask. If I win, if I beat you, how much respect you gonna have for me then?
If you beat who?
You. When we race, when I beat you, what
listen,
you gonna say
man,
then?
Lock something in first, sweetie pie. Lock something in
first. I just asked you a simple question. I just asked you a question to a man. If when I meet you, what you tell me?
Because look, listen, I don't know if you got a small block or a big block, right? I just know your name, Preacher Boy, and I've been watching you, and I just feel like, you know, I feel how I feel. So cheers.
I understand that, but that ain't what I said. I said, when I beat your ass, what
you tell me? You don't want to run me at my best. I'm about to run. Listen, I'm willing to run you with a car that shouldn't even be going this fucking fast. No cage.
What time is it, man?
9:47. Y'all going on with the show, man. We're going to get to talk. Like I said, a week before it's time for the race, I should know if I'm okay or whatever.
I know you may, you know, how you may treat you on the stage to me negatively, but, you know, when we talk of racing, just speak correct or think correct about me, because I'm laying like this in race, and I didn't ask for this shit.
You're good. Hey, listen to me,
and
man. You changed my point of view on you tonight.
Yeah.
You just changed my point of view tonight, and I said it on national TV.
You
good with me.
I always treat you with the utmost respect.
Hey, man, you good with me now, man. You won't never hear no negativity, no more than telling we're going to run or we not. We good.
Okay, fellas, now we got this over with. Who else on his phone now?
That's about it, Black.
All righty. I'm on my way out here to Pontiac.
What they got going out there? Are they running?
Shaking the bacon.
Yeah. list.
I don't think I'm going to be on long today.
Don't think I'm going to keep it going long.
Well, that give us something to talk about in the morning, goddammit.
Oh, so you're going to go at preacher ass in the morning?
Nah. Preacher boy, he said he about to have surgery, so we're going to let him go get healed up before we reopen him up. We're going to make sure he's good and healed before we open him back up.
Okay. Window ain't got but a minute and 45 seconds. He better do something.
Go and get up out of here, man. I'll let y'all fellas in a minute. Street, where you at? Street, still out here?
I'm not sure.
Nope. I'm on here.
I guess
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm still on here.
Where you
I'm
at?
Let me get out the
door. Damn,
no, I just left.
I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'll see you in the morning, Street.
Okay.
All right. All
right. Shit, Wendell trying, goddamn it. These other bitches curring out. Well, man, we ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm going to go and shut this motherfucker down, man. I get on y'all in the morning, y'all.
D.A. got that dope. Ice water turn Atlantic. Night calling in a phantom. Told them, hold it, don't you panic. Took an island, start the mansion. Drop the roof, more expansion. Drive a coupe, you can stand it. Bitches undercover. I'm an ass and titty lover. Guess we all meant for each other. Now that all the dollars free,
yeah.
And we out in these streets,
right.
Can you do it? Can you pop it for me?
Pull up in a demon on guard, looking like I still do fraud. Flying private jet with the rod. It's that Z shit.